This is Entertainment Spotlight here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. One thing that doesn't exist on television is abortion. When a character gets pregnant, you're pretty certain that that character is going to go through with that pregnancy. Characters on television shows just simply don't have abortions. Doesn't happen. Now, one of television's most popular shows, Lost, when one of the characters got pregnant, and on that island, pregnancy was kind of a death sentence, the word abortion wasn't even mentioned, even though they had a doctor who probably could have done it. And then on The Living Dead, actually, abortion was kind of covered. She took some abortion pills, but then she spit them out. Even though having a baby could lead to their death, because a crying baby will attract the zombies and they're done for. Having a baby would be very dangerous. But abortion is presented as a terrible option, even though, logically, boy, that would be the best option for them. But you can't show abortion as a positive choice. You just don't see that on television. And yet I sort of respect Mindy Kaling's approach on her show. She actually plays a gynecologist. But the show never talks about abortion, and it's not going to. She writes the show, it's her show, she does what she wants with it, and she said, abortion doesn't strike me, and I don't think this is controversial, as the funniest of areas, and I run a comedy show. And also, my show is not about gynecological issues that much, it's about a workplace. It's hard to say those things and not sound like I'm skirting the issue, but at the same time, our show from the get-go hasn't made its centerpiece to focus on political issues. Instead, the fact of the way that I look and the decisions I make, the character, that has sort of been our more subtle mouthpiece for those things. And she said, it would be demeaning to the topic of abortion to talk about it in a half-hour sitcom. Okay, that last part I totally don't get. No, it wouldn't. Comedy shows have done that, going all the way back to Maude. And yes, I understand that as someone who just does a comedy show and wants to stay on the air, wants to stay popular, she doesn't want to talk about controversial issues. I get that. But half the women in the United States will have an unintended pregnancy in their lifetime. Half. That's just a shocking statistic. And one in three will have an abortion before the age of 45. This impacts an awful lot of people. And the fact that she's unwilling to take a stand, even to take a stand when she's not in character, when she's doing these interviews, she very carefully skirts the issue. Doesn't say where she personally stands on this. Doesn't say abortion should be free and safe. Doesn't say any of those kinds of things. Abortion services and even women's general health care services are becoming less and less available. We have a constitutionally guaranteed right to an abortion, and it is being legislated out of existence. And to not talk about that when you have a pulpit to speak from, if in fact you are a supporter and pro-choice, which I'm not sure she is, but if she is, and she doesn't speak out, she has this great opportunity. That I can't respect. I have a friend who's good friends with Mayim Bialik and says she's a wonderful person, and I absolutely believe that. She's also a profoundly talented actress and is brilliant on The Big Bang. She's also pretty brilliant in general. She has a doctorate in neuroscience, but still, like her character, she's quirky. She's an anti-vaxxer and kind of extremist in some of her religious views, Jewish Orthodox. And in a recent blog post, she asked the question, am I a crotchety old lady? Well, yeah, kinda. Because you kind of have the very conservative sexual views. That's okay, that just means there's things you're not gonna get. She was upset with a billboard of Ariana Grande. She writes in her blog, there is one billboard for Ariana Grande, and I will go ahead and admit I have no idea who she is or what she does. Based on the billboard, she sells lingerie or stiletto heels or plastic surgery because every woman over 22 wishes she has that body, I'm sure. Why is she in her underwear on this billboard, though? And if she has a talent, is she a singer? Then why does she have to sell herself in lingerie? She also doesn't like the sexy advertisements for Showtime's Masters of Sex. She doesn't like sexy Levi ads for jeans. This is a perfectly normal reaction. She's a 38-year-old single mother with two kids, trying to raise them, working in television, working very hard. That's a lot on your plate. So the sex thing kind of has to get turned off. This happens for people. For those of us still active sexually, we like seeing that stuff. And to us, it sells. And that's why they do it. Right now, you're just not their market. Here's some good news coming out of Paris. There were several activists, I think there were 9 of them, who did a protest at Notre Dame Cathedral. You probably heard of this group. It's called Femin. And they did a topless protest. They were arrested. The judge determined that there was no material damage. There really wasn't. And threw out the very large fines that prosecutors were seeking. And he also pointed out that the 3 security guards who restrained them were too violent. Let me start this by saying that I really, really like the Colombian women's cycling team uniform. I think it's great. But at the same time, I have to say, what were they thinking? This unique uniform has a top, and it's got kind of shorts on the bottom part. In the middle, it's got a tan material. This goes down to the crotch and kind of actually points at the crotch and kind of goes up towards the breast above the belly button. And that material is, in pictures, looks like skin. Or it looks like you're looking through transparent material. A nice look, because it looks like you can see their crotches and their tummies. Those are parts I really, really like, but seriously, what were they thinking? Speaking of what were they thinking, a Florida bus driver was horny, and he had 45 minutes between routes. So he went cruising in his bus. He pulled up to a prostitute working on the streets. The doors opened up, and he invited her in to negotiate a transaction. Turns out she was an undercover police officer. The incident happened in Florida, of course.